On Tuesday, April 23rd, the Dakota County Board of Commissioners presented their 2024 Public Health Achievement Awards to three recipients, one of which was Bridget Noring. Noring winning the individual award. Noring receiving this award as a result of her drug-related death prevention and education in regards to the fentanyl epidemic. Noring has presented to students, parents, community leaders, law enforcement, and legislators, and Dakota County says she has made a profound impact on the lives of youth by empowering them to make informed choices for their safety and well-being, end quote. She is also a member of the Dakota County Opioid Response Advisory Committee. Jess Luce is the program manager for Communities for a Better Lifetime with Dakota County Public Health and one of those behind the Dakota County Public Health Awards. He joined KDWA to talk a little bit about the award that Bridget has received and how the overwhelming number of nominations she got as part of her tireless work was part of the reason she received this honor.
So the county board established these public health achievement awards back in the year 2000 to recognize residents who devote their time, talent, energy to a healthy future for Dakota County residents. And so this is our 24th year of celebrating the public health achievement awards. And Bridget received the individual award. We also have two other categories for the youth award and then the community group award. And she received this award for her outstanding dedication to this very personal issue for her in preventing drug-related deaths and deaths from fentanyl. And she's obviously devoted her time and her talent and resources to this very important issue. And as the community knows, as the larger Dakota County community knows, and also statewide, because I know she's presented at the state capitol, but she's presenting to students, parents, community leaders, law enforcement, and just getting the word out about how devastating this addiction, fentanyl, and the epidemic that it's caused in our community. And she takes it very personally and wants to do all that she can to save lives. And it's a wonderful thing. And we just wanted to bring some attention to that good work and help raise the issue a little bit ourselves to contribute to all the good work that she's doing. You know, honestly, we have a nomination process, and she was nominated by a number of people. I think we got the most nominations for her in the individual category that I've seen in a number of years. So just an outpouring of support for her and the good work that she's doing. And I know she's on the Dakota County Opioid Task Force as well. So she's committing to this work on a number of different levels and participating with Dakota County to reduce the number of fentanyl deaths and just doing a tremendous job with something that I know is heart-wrenching for her, but she wants to give back, and that's really a wonderful thing.